Here's an idea. Why not buy things like pickle juice and Bloody Mary mix from a radio show? What a country. Head to the stupid store at radradio.com.
Speaking of the stupid store.
Superstore.
At radradio.com. Funny moment earlier this morning. It's been a couple weeks. I always know. It's kind of like you live with a woman long enough. Whether you know you're married to her, you work with her, whatever. You always know when her period's coming, right? And sure enough, I wasn't surprised last night when the group text came out. It's that time of the month for Dawn. She needs attention.
What? No, I don't need attention.
She let us all know that she wasn't feeling well.
Yeah, it's just to give you a heads up. It's what we do around here.
I totally forgot about that.
I am not the only one. We all do this, so we all know what's going on.
I didn't even see the group text, but my wife was included, and my wife told me, and I looked at my wife. Oh, well, I looked at my watch.
Oh, well, yeah, so lovely of you not to look at the group text.
That's right on schedule.
Not right on schedule.
Well, I was following the couple's rule of not checking cell phones while watching an Us show.
Good for you. Very proud of you.
Is the rule that she has completely started violating, which will be discussed either in an upcoming broadcast or counseling session. I'm not sure which. But anyways,
oh my gosh.
That led, of course, into this morning, and Dawn made sure when she came in to make all those noises.
I make noises every time I come in because I'm a noisy person. Rob asked how I was doing, and I just
It was only after Dawn made a noise that I said,
there were no noises.
How are you feeling?
There was no sneezing or noises.
You know, she went on with whatever her answer is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're right. There was a noise because Rob considers this a noise. I said, good morning. That's what the noise was.
After asking, can I have a lozenge?
No.
Laser.
I hate all of this. I'd rather just come in. Right. But if for some reason, you could have given us the heads up so we all know we need to work a little harder.
So she hates it so much that during the next commercial break, we wound up in the kitchen together. She could have said nothing. But instead, she had to point out to me, this is how tired I am. I'm making coffee.
And let me tell you the real reason, because I have made fun of that damn coffee maker forever, and I'm grossed out by it, because they don't care if a filter gets changed, if it runs a cycle. I'm sure it has been years.
It tastes fine. So
I avoid it at all costs. I literally never use that damn thing. But this morning, I needed a little more coffee. It was hard to stay awake.
To which point, I said to her,
I was grossed out by using it, and that's what I was bringing up to him. I'm being grossed out that I have to use this stupid coffee maker.
Again, man compartmentalizing rather than thinking, oh, my God, when is she going to let this go? Yes, Dawn, we all love you. We're glad you're here. Thank you for the sacrifice.
Stop it.
Yes, Dawn,
sacrifice.
You're better than me. You actually show up to work. I get it.
So I said to her,
why don't you just grab a wake shot?
Hello.
Of course, because the happiest hours, the 2 ounce liquid shots made by Damon Industries, who we've been partnered with for a dozen years. They've got the mend shots for pain. They've got the calm shots for anxiety.
I need one right now. Calm one.
Intensify. Take one with an intensify, because intensify intensifies everything you're doing, and you need to be even more calm. And then my favorite, the wake shots, which give you this nice little energy boost, but it doesn't give you any of that jittery, that stomach problem, even though there's a little caffeine in it, there's none of the coffee effects. And Dawn, she's, because literally 4 feet from her, there's an entire table of happiest hour shots all set up. There's two cases of the
I was not thinking
of the wake shot. But the stupid store reminded me of that because
Superstore.
She was nice enough. And this was another way for her to remind me she's not feeling well.
Oh, my God. None of that.
She was nice enough an hour ago or so to say, thank you so much for bringing up the wake shot. It really helped.
Yeah, because I didn't have to drink. It did really help.
Pour out the coffee.
Yeah, thank God. Like, I kept the coffee on hand just in case, but literally just that one shot helped. And I was like, thank God I can throw out this.
So,
I'm sure rancid, fungus-filled coffee from your disgusting coffee machine in the kitchen.
And we have these all available. If you go to radradio.com, you go to the stupid store.
Superstore.
You get the picture of the happiest hour shots. Just click on that, and you can order them. If you're like Dawn, I would recommend just order like a case of the mend. And when they show up, you go to work, and people are like, oh, my God, what's wrong with you?
Stop it.
What do you need to mend?
Oh, my God.
As we continue to work on my weight gain or not, we don't know. We will tomorrow. I will. You'll know on Monday. I go to see my doctor 3 weeks to the day after I weighed in at 171. That's normal, but I've been eating like a pig since I've cut out alcohol. The previous range from maggots was 169 on the low level. Few people think I'm going to lose weight. To 179, we have a new winner. Kimberly says, I think Rob's weight will be 182.
Whoa, she's going big.
No way.
Just like you.
Wow. Wait, what? Wait, I missed it. What'd you say?
So she's going big, just like you.
11 pounds in 3 weeks.
It's doable.
I mean, it is doable, but I do not think you have gained that much weight. No way.
Nicholas says, I primarily listen to the show. I don't see much of you guys on social media and whatnot. If I just went off of what your staff has been saying, I'm going to guess you will weigh 275 pounds. Feeling up to this? Can you laugh a little?
Oh, will you just stop it?
If you're a maggot and you're listening to us, or you are, if you got jokes, you email us, rat@radio.com. Don't call. You can't tell jokes.
Yeah.
We start with Big D. I made a mention of this earlier, but now he's bringing it up. He said, because there was a time where another listener had said, you know, I want to up the dad joke game. And Big D says, whatever happened to Rodney?
I know. Is Rodney okay?
The minor competition was entertaining and inspiring while it lasted.
I think Rodney went to go get some cigarettes.
And yeah, and much like many kids' dads, because not only has he not sent any jokes, Rodney was a regular writer. I've seen nothing from Rodney.
See, this concerns me.
Maybe he's dead.
Because usually at some point, usually at some point someone will at least email and go, whatever, this has happened or that's happened, or I don't want to do it anymore.
I mean, maybe he's just on an extended vacation.
I used to have stacks of Rad Superstore products that would get sent back because it was a wrong ad, whatever reason. And, like, I would hold on to them for years because I'm still trying to get a hold of the people, And that's what I would think, Kyle. I'm like, I think they died. Yep. Because usually people will want to respond. They'll email the show and go, where's my stuff? And like never. And I'm like, oh my God. So these stacks to me would represent like just dead bodies.
The still alive Big D has his dad jokes for today. I'm starting a graveyard business specializing in morbidly obese people. Oh. It is a massive undertaking. What's longer? This is great for opening day, Major League Baseball. What's longer, running from first to second base or second to third?
What?
Second to third because there's a shortstop in the middle. Unless they have the shift on and then he's not.
What?
It's a baseball joke.
Who's a shift?
Where do broke people with good voices live?
Where?
Singapore.
Not that great a singer if they're not making money off it.
From Keith.
Hi, Keith.
My parents are getting divorced. Joke's on them because I'm still going to put them in the same one-bedroom retirement home.
Nice.
Can we please just ban yo mama jokes? They're old, they're stupid, and they've been done by literally everyone hundreds of times. Just like yo mama.
Yes.
These are from Matt.
Hey, Matt.
I am blown away by my bandmates who just sent me a hope you get better soon card. I'm not even sick.
Must be the bass player.
Yeah, exactly. Why does a necrophiliac hang out in a cemetery?
Why?
Because he digs corpses.
Hey, baby. You up?
And these are from Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
It's properly pronounced meme. Most of you say mime, so I'll go with that. A mime in my town was arrested yesterday after he broke his left arm in a bar fight. But he still has the right to remain silent. My girlfriend just told me she's going to start calling my manhood hand grenade. I asked her why, and she said because it explodes in less than 10 seconds. That is unfortunate. Oh. I can go three times that long.
Yeah, golf clap.
A sales guy rings the doorbell, and the door is opened by a 10-year-old who's who's holding a glass of cognac and smoking a cigar.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh.
The sales guy is a bit stunned, but plows forward. And he says, "Is your dad home?" And the kid says, "What the hell do you think?" You got jokes, email us rad@radradio.com.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.